Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, it's me.
It's your boy Skeet.
Skeet.
Your boy Skeet, you know who I am. If you don't know, you ain't been listening to our show. Here's my boy right here next to me, the big homie, Big Sexy. Y'all don't know him, y'all better listen some more. To the beating around the bush, bitches. Big Sexy, bring him on in, let him know what we're talking about. This is how we doing it every time we do it. Big Sexy.
Your intros are getting longer.
I gotta prepare them for the goodness.
Anyways, today's show, we're gonna have some fun with the bitches. Your favorite, our favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
This is the topic for you right here.
Low Main, this is all about you.
And your mom.
No. Because Low Main likes it when we talk about the chicks. Low Main,
all of our dudes like when we talk about the chicks.
Yeah, Holler at us, all our peoples, if you want us to talk about the chicks, you know, give us our emails, shout out us out on the comment page.
Here we go. Here's a topic for you to ponder. Just let this marinate a little bit. From the shit to shit.
To shit.
The girls who used to be the bomb and now you wanted to just drop the bomb on them.
Yeah, all right. We know.
From the shit to shit.
So who we working with?
I got a shitload of names.
All right, I got a couple too.
Go ahead, throw one at me. Throw anyone at me. First one, go ahead.
All right. From the shit to shit.
Yeah, throw one at me.
All right, maybe a lot of people may not know who this chick was. She's all right. I'm not going to hit y'all with a hard one yet. But she's all right. I'm gonna throw a softball pitch
first. Go ahead.
She's still all right, but I remember back in the day, I used to watch Monday Night Football at the end of it. You'd see a little Rob Fukuzaki with his little high school kids there. You know, because we live in L.A., you know, if y'all didn't know.
Yeah, that was L.A. shit.
You know, Rob Fukuzaki, you know, Fritz and Fred, all y'all motherfuckers, y'all know what we're talking about, Channel 4. All right, but anyway, Cindy Margolis
was hot as hell. Cindy Margolis was considered the most downloaded chick in the internet history.
She's a fucking piece of... She's a nice piece of...
She's hot. She has some weird, shaped nipples, but... I digress. Whatever. But no, she was the bomb for a minute. In the mid-90s, she was the bomb. But now, I mean, not so much.
No, not so much.
She's sagging. I'm not even talking about the titties.
Yeah.
The eyes and the she got the jowls. Look like Beethoven.
Oh, I just remembered another one I got to put down.
Just say it.
No. Should I just say it?
Say it. Go ahead, just say it.
Oh, no, man. All right. No, and this should be obvious, I guess. But I guess, you know, this is still worth the softball pitch.
Because
it's not a fastball yet. I don't watch this show, but it's popular. Sex in the City. Kim Cattrall.
That's a good one, because a lot of people do think... But I never thought she was hot.
No, I'm going to just say this.
I thought she was hot in Porky's.
No, dog. You know where I got a boner from?
When she was Lassie in Porky's.
I was like, my dick was like, all right, I'm ready to work. And if you ain't ready to play, then step on or step off. Jump on or step... This is... When she was... I was a kid. I was watching Police Academy. And she was in Police Academy. She put that motherfucker in the... Yes, she was. That was her in Police Academy.
No, that was not her in Police Academy.
Oh, my
with
bad.
The gigantic titties?
Yeah.
That's not her in Police Academy.
Oh, then I'm taking
she
her
was
off
in
my
Porky's.
List. All right,
she
I'm
was
sorry.
Lassie in Porky's. In Porky's, she was one of the gym teachers.
Well, somebody please out there.
They took her up into the gym, into the back room of the gym.
I've never seen Porky's.
She's like...
This is my thing.
Watch Porky's. It's better. All right.
But this is my thing. If anybody out there...
How did you not see Porky's? Seriously. You're about to be 29 years old. You've never seen Porky's.
Fuck Porky's. I said it.
That's one of the best.
All right, I'll watch it.
It's a dope movie.
But, please, somebody find out the name of that chick from Police Academy.
I remember that chick. That chick was old back then, though.
Yeah, she had some big ass titties. You sure that wasn't?
I'm positive it wasn't Kim Cattrall.
No, you know what? I'm tripping. That wasn't her, but Kim Cattrall was in Police Academy. She was in Police Academy.
Okay.
She wasn't the chick with the big titties. Let's not change the subject.
Yeah, okay,
she was in Police Academy, though.
Let me give you a
She
name.
Was in Police Academy. She was Mulder, the Mulder on that show. She was Mulder's...
Mulder?
The Mulder on
Mulder
the show.
Mulder and Scully? Like X-Files? Yeah,
you know who I'm talking about.
Okay,
Mahoney. Mahoney.
Mahoney.
Yeah. All right, let's keep it going.
Anyways, says the music freak.
Yeah, bitches.
The movie freak, excuse me. Here's one. Fergie.
I like Fergie still.
Fergie, when she first came out with the Black Eyed Peas, which wasn't her first group, she was out before that, but when she came with the Black Eyed Peas about 5 years ago, she was cute.
She had the tightness,
the body, everything was tight about her.
Fergie is the shit. I still like Fergie. I think she
got a boyfriend, she got a man, she got a husband, or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
She might have let it go a little bit. Plus, her face is getting, it looks like it's melting.
She's getting a little.
Her face is like she's melting, and she's only like 33.
Fergie
still
got
one of the
little
youngest
something.
People on this list.
She's got a little something still to give.
I think she has a little bit to give.
She's not the youngest person on this list.
No, there's one that's super young. There's a couple that are super young.
Yeah. Should I throw a bomb out there?
Go ahead. Drop one.
All right, here we go. Here comes a curveball. Not curveball. Here comes a fast pitch. But this is a pitch everybody to know that's coming. It's a predicted fast pitch.
Yeah.
Britney Spears, duh.
Britney Spears, when we do our list of the best girls of all time, she's going to be right up there. From the year like 1999 to 2003.
She was a little hot piece of ass.
She was the shit. I just was watching MTV the other day. They had like their best the video award performances and shit.
Yeah.
Just seeing her shake her ass in those videos.
Nice.
Insane.
But I'm going to tell you, she almost making a comeback though. I seen a new thing. She was kind of like, you know.
I seen that commercial or something.
Yeah, she kind of.
She's still a cute girl.
Yeah,
if she
yeah.
gets it together, she's still a very, very cute girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she's still relatively young.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think the only reason that she's not as good as she is now is because she was so dope back then.
Oh, fuck no. She ain't going back there.
She was so dope back then.
She ain't going back there. She'll get cuter than where she is now.
And now she has two little kids, too.
Yeah, fuck
yeah.
Yeah,
she's never going back. Mm-hmm. She never going back. Honorable mention.
Yeah, honorable mention. Good call. Yeah. All right,
here's another one. How about, let's talk about the pregnant girls.
Oh!
I mean, maybe they're still cute. Maybe they still got something for them. But, how about, Salma Hayek?
She's pregnant? Shut the fuck up. Oh, wait. She had a baby? I still like Salma Hayek. I still like her.
Salma Hayek is one of the hottest chicks I've ever seen in my life. Desperado, one of the hottest girls I've ever seen in my life. But now she's 40 now. She's 40 now.
She's 40?
She's 40.
Is that her first kid?
40, her first kid, yeah.
She had to squeeze that motherfucker out.
Fucking hurry up.
That was a ticking time bomb, baby.
Clock is ticking, bitches.
Shit,
his vagina got a time bomb
on it. Gotta squeeze this motherfucker out now.
She was even gonna get married, too, to some rich French dude, but I think he called it off. I don't know.
That's the best, dude.
But she still has the baby. So, I mean, she's close to the wall as it is, as being 40.
That's dope.
But now she has the baby, too.
Can't you just get a poor Mexican dude from the South Bay, or like
I'm saying.
Or a poor black dude from Pedro?
I'm saying.
I said it, bitches.
She needs the rich. Whatever. That's a different topic.
Yeah.
Gold digging girls driving me crazy. Can't take it no more.
All right.
Here's Halle Berry. Same thing.
Halle Berry is
same thing.
Yeah, she had. Did she put that baby
in? I think she did. I think so.
That's another one that rather than rich dudes that have just beat the shit out of her.
She likes those pretty dudes, too. Yeah, the dudes that are just as pretty as she is and stuff. You can't tell who's prettier. She likes those pretty dudes. Swear to God. The light eyes and stuff.
Oh.
Like, dude, come on. Stop it.
All right. Let's keep going.
Halle Berry. Go ahead. Give me another one.
Oh, shit. A pregnant girl? Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera. Perfect one. I was just watching the same thing. MTV Awards the other day.
Right.
Coming out, just dancing and shaking her little ass.
Yeah.
Like 1999.
That dirty video was
shit.
Oh, man. My God.
I remember watching it the first time. I'm sitting there with like my cousins.
With some lotion.
And my sister. No. My sister and my cousin were sitting there watching. I'm like, oh shit.
You
feel my hand. I feel my hand like going to my thigh. I'm like, whoa. Like, I start sweating. Like, what the hell is that? What am I watching? Like, I start looking around like, whoa, hey.
Y'all gonna have to leave the room and shit.
Let's see what else is on really quick. Got all the comfortable and shit.
But record that shit just in case.
Yeah.
In case you miss it.
Start checking the listing when TRL's gonna be on. Yeah. That shit was the bomb. Christina Aguilera was the shit back then. But now, she's pregnant. She's married.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if her body's gonna bounce back all the way too.
You know
she's
it's
so
not,
she's
dog.
So tight. She's like 5'1", 95 pounds. She's not coming back.
It's not coming back.
Even with the big fake titties, it's not coming back.
All right, should we hit him with some hard ones?
Go on, give me one of your hard
ones. All right. Here's a curveball. Carmen Electra, dog.
I think out of all of the girls that we're gonna mention,
I forgot another one, dog.
Out of all the girls that we're gonna mention, Carmen Electra might be the hottest one still.
Yeah, I agree with that. I said it was a curveball.
Yeah. Carmen Electra's gonna be the cutest one we're gonna have for a while.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You want a big one? I'll give you a big one right here.
Told you.
Jenna Jameson.
Oh.
Jenna Jameson.
Who you can find on AdamEve.com.
Yes, we can. We'll talk about that later.
But let's keep going.
Yeah. Jenna Jameson. I'm gonna give you give me my Janet Jamison story really quick.
All right.
My Janet Jamison history.
I love her, John. I love her.
Okay. I'm like, it's like 1994. I'm 15 years old. Finally get cable. I turn on the E! Channel.
Right.
Put it on Howard Stern Show, my dude. And he has this young, 19-year-old, cute little white girl from Las Vegas, Nevada, named Janet Jamison. I'm like, oh, that girl is so cute. Is she a model? What is she doing? It's like, what? She's in porn?
Yeah, what? Dog.
She starts telling her story about how she was 17 years old trying to dance at, like, Cheetahs in Vegas, but they wouldn't let her because she had braces on. So she went to her brother, and her brother pulled the braces off with pliers just so she could go strip.
Damn.
That's the Janet Jamison I love.
Damn.
That's the Janet Jamison I love. Now, bitch is addicted to plastic surgery.
Yeah, I feel that.
So Botoxed out. She had like 3 different noses now, new lips and shit. The titties are just faker than ever.
Yeah, the whole body looks low.
Yeah, she's super ultra thin now too.
But she's still Janet Jamison, though.
I know, but I mean, so Salma Hayek's still Salma Hayek.
Yeah, but whatever. Selma Hayek didn't fuck with our jack-off privileges and shit.
I don't know. Have you seen Desperado?
Yeah.
Come on.
Janet Jamison still gets love because you can find her on AdamEve.com, and for players like me, I would look on there in a minute if I just type in the bush to get 50% off.
Absolutely.
But yeah, back to the subject.
Say nothing but a word.
Back to the subject,
Give me
players.
Another one of yours. Give me another one
Another
of yours.
One of mine is Janet Jackson, motherfuckers.
Janet Jackson in the 80s and the 90s. Hot.
Yeah, she
the
was.
The body was tight.
Yes.
Tight. The body, one of the tightest bodies ever. Now, not so much. I keep saying, not so much.
Remember when they used to have that rumor like she had ribs taken out?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Who cares?
But
she was
the
shit.
Though.
Yeah, she was the shit. I don't care what she
had. You know what I think her downfall was, besides marrying Jermaine Dupri's little ass?
Oh, and being in Michael Shadow at one point in time?
No. That too. No, I'm saying, showing the titty at the Super Bowl.
The only downfall is that she didn't show both titties at the Super Bowl.
Well, her titty was like sagging.
It was
like she had that weird ass thing on it, like that weird ass earring.
Mm-hmm.
Big ass nipples.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
They
really?
Didn't. Nah, that was a star on her titty, right?
It was like a star earring thing. I've seen girls with that before.
Yeah. Way to show your titty, though.
It's like a clamp. It's like a clamp that goes around it. It's like a star thing.
Perfect for sucking.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Yeah. All right, anyway.
But she was supposed to be... She was the shit. Here's another one. Here's a big one for you. One of my favorite girls ever. Still to this day, when we do our all-time list, she's going to be in my top 3.
Okay.
Tyra Banks? She might be one of the hottest girls on these lists.
The pride of Inglewood, California.
She doesn't rep it.
No, she don't rep it for shit.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Oprah.
Come on.
Anyway.
Shit, I'm saying, dude. Yeah.
No, but Tyra Banks...
You're from Inglewood.
When she was a model.
So I've heard. Yeah.
Yeah, when she was a model, bitch was off the chains. Tall, curvy. She wasn't one of those skinny bitches.
Mm-hmm.
She was curvy and thick. Dope smile in the eyes. She was so fucking hot.
Right.
Now, since she's preaching to all these little girls to feel good about themselves.
All right.
She's like, she's letting herself go, getting thick. It's like, yeah, whatever, I'm thick, I'm good, let it go. It's all good.
Is this knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door?
Yes, it is.
Why we didn't play this for the Jesus episode?
What Jesus episode?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What are
that.
You talking about?
Yeah.
I wish you would have thought about that earlier.
Which brings me to my
name. Hindsight 2020.
Yeah. What's the chick's name? You love her. I loved her back in 94.
Like all these girls.
Yeah. like all of them on the list. Wait, or some 98, whatever.
Yeah.
You know. Christina Applegate. Okay, she has breast cancer
now. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry for you, baby.
Sorry. You know.
I'll suck on it.
Yeah, I'll suck that cancer right out.
Like a snake bite. in the mid 90s, can you think of a chick that like more guys fantasize about more than Kelly Bundy?
Shit.
Seriously. She was the chick.
Let me look at my list again.
She was the chick. In like 1994, like you said, maybe she was the chick.
Cindy Margolis.
Not even.
I know. You're right.
Kelly Bundy was the chick.
Which brings me to another chick, dog.
Yeah.
You know what? The drink and the talk got me thinking back.
Yeah.
What was that chick with the red hair that was on that spinoff that Married with Children kind of
show?
Yeah, bitch.
Nikki Cox?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hot.
That bitch is hot. The body was hot. Yeah. Insane.
Come on, this is what I'm saying.
Body was insane.
We can't prepare for shows like this. We never know what's gonna come off the top of our.
We have a couple names written down, but yeah, everything's coming off the dome.
All right, let's keep it going. Let's keep it going.
Nikki Cox was hot as shit. I haven't seen her lately.
No, she's not hot, dog.
Okay, I'll take
she,
your word.
She's not hot now.
I got one for you too. Whitney Houston.
Oh, what was that song?
Whitney Houston might be the definition of this.
Dog,
from this shit to shit.
Dog, she's shit. Oh my god,
she's the definition of this.
Dog, she done backflipped into the gutter, dog.
In like 1989, 1990, when she was doing like
what was that song, dog? You know, the knock knock knocking on heaven's door, fucking me up. you know, when she was like, what was that shit?
What about when she did the Super Bowl?
How will I know if he really?
In the video, when she had her hair up, you know, she shaking. Dude, I remember that shit like it was yesterday.
I was like, oh my god.
I remember that shit like it was yesterday.
How will I know?
Yeah, but now. Yeah.
I blame you, Bobby. But I still think you should take Ray J out.
Yeah, when you said that, she did. Ray J, oh my god.
Dog, take Ray J out, Bobby. Go get your man. Go get your girl, Bobby.
Do we really need another reason to hate this dude? Seriously?
Go get your girl, Ray.
I know. Whitney Houston isn't Whitney Houston anymore. But seriously, do we really need another reason to hate Ray J?
Bobby Brown, get your woman back. Get your woman
back.
Do
it for the people.
Get her back.
Do it for the people.
We support you now, Bobby Brown.
Do it for the people.
All right, here we go. Denise Richards is my next call.
That's a big one. Because Denise Richards was like a fucking sex symbol, like a motherfucker.
She even looked good, like, in the last movie I saw with the Bond movie. I was like, she still got it.
That was, like, 8 years ago.
Right? I know, yeah. That's in the last movie I saw.
Like, her name was, like, Christmas.
Yeah.
Her name was Christmas or something
it
like
sure
that.
It sure was Christmas when that.
She looked good, but she didn't get naked or anything. She only got naked in, like, that one movie.
Wild Thing?
Yeah. I think that's the only movie she ever got naked in.
Can you imagine how many dudes came up to her after she made that movie?
I watched her show on the E! Channel.
Saw that shit. She was like, I'm not that chick from Wild Thing. Shut up, bitch. Yes, you are.
I start pretending like you
want to
be.
Yeah. Because if you want to catch a date.
She was a fucking sex symbol.
Right.
She was fucking built for sex. She was.
Right.
Her body, the eyes, her attitude, built for sex.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you look at her, she's this mom.
Boring.
Yeah.
Single.
Thick.
Yeah.
Not good thick.
Getting boring on TV.
She's still only like 34, 35 or something.
Boring again.
Yeah. Two kids. Or single, yeah.
Proving how boring she is for
this
a TV
her
show.
Dad. Yeah. I got, who else?
Punking out to Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. Well, no, she dumped him, dude. He cheated on her, so she dumped him.
Come on. He cheated on her?
Yeah. Well, she.
Once?
Yeah.
Come on.
No, she found out once.
Yeah, exactly.
She
found out once and told TV.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Then she broke up.
She finally decided to tell everybody on TV.
Then she broke up Richie Sambora and Heather Locklear's relationship. That's badass.
Stop being so distraught. Come get you a black dude with a lot of money. We can spend your shit together.
Yeah.
And
I was
then
you ain't talking about you. The black part.
You know what I'm talking about. Skeet skeet, bitch. Yeah. All right. Anyway,
what you got on your list?
I got
Jessica Alba on this, but I'm thinking I don't really want to say her.
Say her. You a punk bitch.
Okay, Jessica Alba. She's still only like 27 or something, 26.
Jessica Alba's still fine. And we love you because you're from Pomona, California.
Yeah. You and Sugar Free, the only thing.
Yeah, the dopest things that come out of Pomona.
The only things that come out of Pomona. And the auto fair. We've talked
about that. Yeah, the auto fair is dope,
the Pomona
too.
Pomona auto fair, that's it.
That's still a place where you can probably rent a car if you're 18.
That's a place where you can get raped, too.
Yeah, true.
Don't trip.
But yeah, that's women.
Yeah, I'm saying anybody. don't stop in Pomona.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, but I'm saying Jessica Alba, we'll see how she bounces back from her pregnancy.
All right. Who else I got? I got somebody on my list.
Go on, give me yours.
All right, this one is.
I got the biggest one.
This is an easy one. And this is like an easy target. And here it comes. Like fucking. All right, Madonna, dog. Easy target.
I'm going to say I never really thought she was hot, but it's definitely a valid point.
You never watched MTV when it was actually music television then, have
you? When?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Before my time. Yeah.
When I was a kid, and I saw Like a Virgin,
I was like,
oh my god! I was like, wait a minute,
what about
who's in the room with me right now?
Truth or Dare shit?
Madonna was the shit.
But she ain't that chick anymore though.
No, she
forget,
damn sure.
Forget
ain't.
The age. She's 50.
That's why we hitting her right now.
She's older than my mom, literally.
Sarah? Seriously?
Literally. Swear to God.
Damn.
She's older than my mother right now. Seriously.
I didn't. That's. But she.
She looks good for her age.
She was the
but
shit.
But she's still 50. And now, she's shit.
Yeah.
She looks good for her age. I'm not gonna hate, but.
You hear this, A-Rod? You hear this?
Don't get me started on that.
You hear this, A-Rod?
When you're paying $100 million to your baby mama.
Come holler at us.
Yeah.
We know the words to set you straight.
Yeah. Keep wearing that little Kabbalah straight. She'll pull you around the Kabbalah straight. Anyway. All right, this is the big one. This is the one.
I like Big Sexy. Big Sexy right now is a Big Sexy that comes on every show. This motherfucker coming hard. This is what we need. Big Sexy,
can
let
I give
him
you
know.
The big one? Can I give you the big one?
Huh?
The big one. This is the reason for the show as far as I'm concerned. Pamela Anderson.
You're right.
I can't think of a hotter chick ever.
Was? Used to be? Kinda?
You know what's sad too? I'm watching her show.
Dude, that shit is boring too. It's like...
Oh, it's sad because you watch it and you see her...
Trying to
be that same 22-year-old sex pot.
You saw that bitch doing a cartwheel on what you call it? I was like, man, come on.
She is not that same. She's still trying to show her panties. Oops.
That's
cleavage,
lame, dog.
Oops.
That's lame, dude. Dog. That's lame.
She's not that chick, but she still tries to be that shit, and it's fucking sad. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Real, dog. Keep
her.
It real, dog.
I
keep
love
it
her,
real.
No, it's not that same.
This is the Big Sexy y'all need to hear, motherfucker. This is real shit. Big Sexy?
Yeah. Pamela Anderson is the... Pamela Anderson used to be the shit, and now she's shit. She's the reason for this show.
Mm. That's a good one, though.
Yeah, that's the big one.
All right, what time are we looking at right now?
Okay,
all right, let's keep it going then. I don't know if I got any more.
I'm good on that. I think we're done. Fuck it.
All right, that's
the main one. Shit.
All right, well, I think we need to cut out with something. What do we need to cut out with?
I think it's time to let you know about the dopest offer in the history of internet radio.
Who's coming up? We're moving on up, bitches, and we're moving on up, and the prices are moving on down. Because you know where we coming from? It's your boy, Skeeting Big Sexy, and we're telling you about our sponsors. Our sponsors over at AdamandEve.com. AdamandEve.com. And yes, what we do, we get you 50% off your porn, off your dildos, off your toys.
50% off.
Anything you want, holler at it. We're going to have shows
Everything. To
let you know about product reviews. So stick with us. Keep the show going. Get your porn on. Get your freak on. Holler at, jack off, or if not, finger yourself to some of the people that we talked about today. But here we go. We're going to let you know now. AdamandEve.com.
AdamandEve.com/talk. And put in the promo code TheBush.
And when you want to get your workout on, just to make sure you keep yourself sexy enough to fuck somebody, GetRightFitness.com.
I forgot.
All of our sponsors. We love y'all, and we're moving on up. Yeah. Yes, Lord.